Shout with joy to God, all the earth. Make his praise glorious.
全地都当向神欢呼，歌颂他名的荣耀。
Say to God, how awesome are your deeds. So great is your power that your enemies cringe before you.
要对神说，你的作为何等可畏，因你的大能，仇敌要投降你。
These are the opening verses of Psalm 66.
这几句话是诗篇66篇开头的话。
Verse 5 continues.
第五节继续这样说。
Come and see what God has done, how awesome his works in man's behalf.
你们来看神所行的，他向世人所做之事是可畏的。
And in verse 16, Come and listen, all you who fear God.Let me tell you what he has done for me.
第十六节，凡敬畏神的人，你们都来听，我要述说他为我所行的事。
Good morning.
早安。
My name is Breck Henning.
我的名字叫 Breck Henning.
It is a great pleasure to be here with you today.
今天早晨我很高兴在这里。
I spoke here for the first time 6 months ago.
我第一次和大家说话是在六个月前。
I should say precisely.6 months ago.
我应该说恰巧就是六个月前。
Today, I would like to share more of what God has done for me.
我今天早上要再向各位交通神在我身上所做的事情。
And what he has done on man's behalf.
他为着人所做的事情。
To begin with, for those who don't know me, I'm not an itinerant preacher who goes from church to church sharing a message.
我一开始为着那些不认识我的人，我要解释一下，我并不是一个旅行的布道家，好像到各个聚会去讲道。
I'm not a public speaker.
我也不是一个公众的演说者。
I'm just an ordinary person like you.
我只是一个很普通的人，就像你一样。
I live and work in this community.
我住在这里，在这里工作。
I come to here for the church services.
我来这里参加聚会。
Last September, while on a business trip to Tokyo, I had a medical emergency.
在去年九月，当我去东京出差的时候，我在去了一个有一个紧急的身体的问题。
I was in considerable pain.
我那时候感觉很大的疼痛。
To the point that I couldn't keep tears from streaming down my eyes.
到一个地步我痛的眼泪一直流出来。
I could not help sobbing and weeping.
我不能不一直痛苦的哭泣。
I was in a lot of pain.
因为我实在感到很大的疼痛。
I prayed for mercy and the Lord helped me make it to an emergency room.
我向主祷告求怜悯，所以主帮助我能够到达医疗的紧急室。
There I was given an effective pain medicine, but I didn't find out what was wrong.
在那里他们给我很有效的止痛药，但是他们还没有找出毛病。
The doctor in the emergency room encouraged me to see a specialist when I got back.
在医疗紧急室的医生建议我当我回到美国的时候应该去看一个专科医师。
All I knew as I flew back from Japan was that something was wrong with my left kidney.
我所知道的是当我从日本飞回来的时候我只知道我的左边这个肾有问题。
Upon my arrival, I went straight from the airport to see a specialist.
所以当我一下飞机之后，我从飞机场就直接去看这个专科的医生。
The specialist used an ultrasound to image my left kidney.
所以这个专科医生用超音波来检查我左边的肾。
He said I had a large mass in my left kidney.
他说他看到左边肾有一大块的东西。
It looked like cancer.
看起来像是一个癌细胞。
But he said that wasn't likely given my medical history.
但是医生说根据我个人的病历的话好像应该是不太可能。
This doctor was not covered by my medical insurance plan, so I switched over to another doctor who was.
刚才这个专科医生并不在我医疗保险的范围里，所以我就去看另外一个医生。
Over the weeks that followed, I had a series of scans.
之后几周我就有好几次的检查。
Some of my colleagues at work marveled at how calm I was.
我的一些同事发现
How calm?
Calm.
发现我非常的安息。
Some said the stress of not knowing would be too much for them.
因为有些人说，如果还不知道结果的话，这个压力实在太大了。
If you were here 6 months ago, you would have heard me talk about the peace of God, the peace God gave me.
如果你在六个月前在这里听到我讲到的时候，你会知道我跟你分享神所给我的平安。
Peace that surpasses all understanding.
因为这是出人意外的平安。
This is described in Philippians 4.
这是记录在腓立比书第四章的。
Verses 4 through 7.
是第四节到第六节。
I'll read first in that way, Brother Shippo can have time to find it.
我先念一下，然后我弟兄可以找到那经文再翻译给各位听。
Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God.And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
腓立比书第四章第四节到第七节，你们要靠主常常喜乐。我再说，你们要喜乐，当叫众人知道你们谦让的心，主已经尽了，应当一无挂虑。只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
God gave me peace in the face of uncertainty.
神在这些不确定的情况之下，他给了我平安。
And I had His promise from Romans 8:28.
我在罗马书第八章的28节找到这样的确据
，which says, "We know in all things God works."For the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose.
他这里说，我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
And the Word of God teaches us that not even death can keep God from fulfilling His promises.
神的话教导我们说，甚至死都不能叫神的爱与我们来断绝。
When I was here 6 months ago.The specialist I was seeing had just concluded with about 99% certainty that I had kidney cancer.
当我六个月前在这里分享的时候，那时候专科医生已经有99.9%的确定说我得到的是一个癌症。
I was scheduled to go in for surgery 10 days later.
十天之后呢，我就要去医院里面接受一个手术。
To me, there seemed a real possibility.Albeit unlikely that I might perish in surgery.
Yeah, 这是也有一些
unlikely. Possibility.
Probably not, but could happen.
医生是说，在这个手术这个风险不大，但是也有可能会我可能就会这样子过去。
It seemed prudent to ask what other options were available.
所以我那时候也问医生有没有其他的一些选择。
I asked, what if I didn't have my kidney removed?
所以我就问他说，如果我不去把我的肾拿掉的话。
The specialist I was seeing made clear, if I didn't have my kidney removed, I would likely die while my children are still young.
所以那专科医生跟我解释说，如果我不把这个肾拿掉的话，也可能我的孩子还幼年的时候我就会过去。
I was reminded of the story of another man.
我那时候就提醒到有另外一个人的故事。
A king named Hezekiah.
那个人叫做西西家王。
Hezekiah lived about 2,700 years ago.
西西家王是差不多住在2700年前。
His story is recorded in Isaiah 38 and in 2 Kings 20.
他的故事是记在以赛亚书38章以及列王记下。
I'll read the first 5 verses of Isaiah 38.
我先从以赛亚书38章读给各位听。
I'll go ahead and read the 5 verses and then you can... Okay. In those days, Hezekiah became ill and was at the point of death. The prophet Isaiah, son of Amoz, went to him and said, This is what the Lord says, Put your house in order because you are going to die.You will not recover. Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and prayed to the Lord. Remember, O Lord, how I have walked before you faithfully and with wholehearted devotion, and have done what is right, and have done what is good in your eyes. And Hezekiah wept bitterly. Then the word of the Lord came to Isaiah. Go and tell Hezekiah, this is what the Lord, the God of your father David, says. I have heard your prayer and seen your tears. I will add 15 years to your life.
以赛亚书三十八章第一到第五节。那时西西家病得要死，亚摩斯的儿子先知以赛亚去见他，对他说，耶和华如此说，你当留一命于你的家，因为你必死，不能活了。西西家就转脸朝墙祷告耶和华说，耶和华，求你纪念我在你面前怎样存完全的心，按诚实行事，又做你眼中所看为善的。西西家就痛哭了。耶和华的话临到以赛亚说，你去告诉西西家说，耶和华你主大卫的神如此说，我听见了你的祷告，看见了你的眼泪，我必加增你15年的寿数。
Hezekiah proclaimed that he had walked faithfully and with wholehearted devotion.
西西家他这样宣称说，他在神面前存完全的心，诚实行事。
I could not declare the same.
我无法说同样的话。
I had not been serving the Lord with wholehearted devotion.
我并没有存完全的心来侍奉我们的神。
I had forgotten how important it was to spend time with the Lord, reading His Word and sharing the Gospel.
我曾经忘记如何跟主亲近，在他面前读他的话。
Although I did not think I was on the verge of death, I wanted to put my house in order.
我虽然说我并不记好像在死亡的边缘，但是我的确想要留着遗命，留着话给我家。
The most important thing I could think of doing was to share the gospel.
所以那时候我想到最重要的事情就是来分享福音。
So it was that I got enough courage to come here and speak for the first time 6 months ago.
所以在六个月前，我鼓足了勇气，能够站到台上和大家来交通。
I'm thankful to the church leadership for allowing me to come here and speak.
我感谢教会的负责弟兄们，能让我有机会在这台上和大家交通。
I'm glad to be invited back.
我也很高兴能够再一次的和各位交通。
At the end of my talk 6 months ago, I invited people to receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior.
在我六个月前讲完话之后，我就邀请朋友们能够接受主耶稣基督。
At the end of my talk today, I will again make this invitation.
今天早晨我讲完话之后，我也会做同样的邀请。
The next most important thing I could think of doing was to pray and to ask brothers and sisters in Christ to pray for me as well.
第二件重要的事情就是我想到祷告，而且我也请弟兄姐妹为我祷告。
Brothers and sisters in many parts of the world, in many churches, prayed for me.
在世界各处的弟兄姐妹，在各处的聚会，都有在为我祷告。
I am firmly convinced that the Lord has extended my life.
所以我就有确信是主已经加增了我的寿命。
One of the things I'm truly thankful for as a Christian is that I have many brothers and sisters in Christ.
作为一个基督徒，我有一件事情非常感恩的，就是我有很多在主里面的弟兄和姊妹们。
Years ago, when I lived in Japan, I met a Christian woman whose family cut her off when she accepted the Lord.
当我以前在日本的时候，我认识到一个在基督里面的姊妹，当她接受主的时候，她的家庭就把她赶出去了。
They refused to have anything else to do with her.
他们拒绝和他有任何的来往。
She told me, though, she had gained so much more in Christ.
但是她却告诉我说，但是她在基督里面所得到的更多。
And we know what Jesus said in Mark 10. He said, I tell you the truth, no one who has left home or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or fields for me and this gospel will fail to receive 100 times as much in this present age.
在马可福音第十章有这样说，耶稣说，我实在告诉你们，人为我和福音撇下房屋，或是弟兄姊妹 父母、儿女、田地，没有不在今世得百倍的，就是房屋、弟兄、姊妹、母亲、儿女、田地，并且要受逼迫，在来世必得永生。
I was raised in the church.
我是在聚会中长大的。
I was not cut off from my family when I accepted Christ.
当我接受基督的时候，我并没有被赶出我的家庭。
For some of you, it might be different.
但是你们之中有些人也许情况不一样。
But you will gain so much more.
但是你会得到更多。
When I went in for surgery, a brother in Christ from another church came to sit with me.
当我在手术房的要去手术的时候，有一个弟兄从另外一个聚会来的弟兄，他在那边坐在我旁边。
I was not expecting this at all.
我那时候并没有想到他会来。
It was so early in the morning.
因为那是在非常早上非常清晨的时候。
But this brother got up so early.
但这位弟兄起得很早。
Came over to the hospital.
他来到医院里。
He sat with me and prayed with me before surgery.
他在我进手术房之前坐下来和我一起祷告。
And he stayed in the waiting room and prayed the whole time I was in surgery.
当我在手术进行的时候，他也在那等候的地方继续为我祷告。
I later heard of several other brothers and sisters who prayed for me the entire time I was in for surgery.
我之后也听到有其他弟兄姊妹，当我在整个手术过程中的时候，也在为我祷告。
I was in the hospital for several days afterward.
之后我在医院待了好几天。
In addition to my own family,
除了我自己的家人之外
，a number of brothers and sisters in the Lord came to see me.
在主里面的几位弟兄姊妹也来看我。
And many others wanted to come, but they knew I was weak, and they refrained from coming.
有更多人想要来看我，但是他们知道我那时候身体还软弱，所以他们就稍微有节制的不来看我。
Many, many brothers and sisters prayed for me.
有很多很多的弟兄姊妹为我祷告。
And after I returned home, many brothers and sisters prepared meals for my family for weeks.
在我回去之后，很多很多弟兄姊妹也好几周的为我家预备饭食。
This to reduce the burden on my wife, who was taking care of me.
实在是帮助我姊妹很多，因为她在照顾我。
I remember the day I returned home.
我记得那天当我回家的时候。
It was a cold and rainy day.
是一个非常冷又下雨的日子。
It was the kind of day you would ordinarily describe as being dismal.
那是一个一个天气，通常你会觉得非常可怜的天气。
I was not feeling well.
我那时候身体也不舒服。
In fact, I was feeling pretty lousy.
我实在身体非常的差。
I asked my wife to take the side streets home and to drive as carefully as she could.
我请我的妻子走小路开走小路开车小心一点。
Even the slightest bump in the road gave me pain.
甚至如果路上有一些小小的震动，都会让我感到非常疼痛。
I was thankful to arrive home.
但是我很感恩我能够回到家。
I remember sitting in a chair and looking outside.
我也记得我坐在椅子上看着外面。
The clouds, mist, and rain made everything I saw look gray.
但是有看到云，有看到雨，使我看的每一样事情都非常的灰暗。
But the grays I saw were the most glorious grays I had ever seen.
但是那个灰暗好像是我曾经见过一个最荣耀的灰暗。
I saw the world as I had never seen it before.
因为我看到一个我曾经未曾看过的世界。
I saw such beauty in God's creation.
我却看到神所创造的是何等的美丽。
It was astonishing.
实在是叫我非常惊奇。
Now some of you might be thinking skeptically, all I've told you so far is that I underwent surgery and experienced psychological relief when this was over.
也许有些人你会心中怀疑说，只是因为我刚刚过了一个手术，所以我会觉得好像事情不错。
Perhaps you're thinking all I'm telling you is how marvelous medical science is.
也许你会说，你的医生医学的这技术做得不错。
But I'm telling you more than this.
但是我是在告诉你是比这更多的。
God was merciful to me.
因为神实在对我非常有怜悯。
He revealed a serious problem to me.
他把这一问题写明出来。
The surgeon who removed my left kidney told me the tumor appeared to be about the size of a fist.
那个外科手术医生把我肾脏拿出来之后告诉我说我的肿瘤差不多有一个拳头这么大。
It appeared to be entirely encased in my kidney.
看起来好像这个肿瘤都还只在肾里面。
The surgeon thought it would have not been much longer before the tumor would have broken through my kidney and spread cancer throughout my body.
所以呢，手术医生说，再过不了多久，这个肿瘤就可能跑到肾脏外面，然后扩散到全身其他地方。
I don't know how much more time the Lord has given me.
所以我不知道主又给我多少的生命岁数。
But I firmly believe He has extended my life.
但是我确信他已经加增了我的寿命。
Had the pain in Tokyo not been so great, I would not have sought immediate attention from a specialist upon my return.
若不是在东京我感觉到那么疼痛，我也许就不会一回来马上去看这个专科医生。
I would not have known I needed treatment right away.
我也就不会知道我会立即需要经过这个治疗。
The Lord guided me to skilled surgeons, to skilled medical professionals who were able to treat me to remove my kidney.
所以主引导我能够见这个手术医生，然后把我的肾脏拿掉。
After surgery, it took about a month for the pathology report to come back.
手术之后要过一个月之后，病理报告才会出来。
The good news is that I had a less common form of cancer.
所以一个好消息是说，我所得的那个肿瘤是比较不常见的一种。
A form that is not as aggressive as most kidney cancers.
并不像其他比较有严重侵犯性的一些肾里面的癌症。
I'd like to tell you I'm completely cured.
我想告诉你是我已经完全得着医治了。
But the medical professionals say I have to be monitored for 5 years.
但是医生，专业的医生告诉我说我还要经过5年的观察期。
My father is a physician.
我的父亲是一个医生。
He has a lot of contacts in the medical world.
他在医学界里面有很多的认识的人。
He was able to arrange for me to see the best kidney specialist, the best kidney cancer specialist in the whole area.
他能够为我安排见一个在这个地区最好的肾脏肿瘤的医生。
This doctor told me there's about a 50% chance of recurrence.
所以这个医生告诉我说有 50% 的机会这个肿瘤可能会回来。
Cancer cells may have escaped from the tumor and traveled through my bloodstream to another part of my body.
因为肿瘤细胞也有可能已经离开了肾脏，经由血管到达我身体其他的地方。
I feel I am truly blessed.
我实在感觉到我是实在蒙福的。
Could you live and feel at ease with this uncertainty for 5 years?
你能不能想到说在五年的时间里面你要一直过着这个不确定的生活？
Medical science is marvelous, and I'm truly thankful for the treatment I received, but medical science did not give me peace.
医师科技的确是很叫人惊奇，我也的确很感谢我在这个手术治疗中所经历的，但是医学的科技并不能给我们所有的。
God has given me His peace.
而神却把他的平安给我。
And medical science, as tremendous as it is,did not give me so many loving brothers and sisters.
医学科技也许看起来非常的伟大，但是它却不能给我这么多爱我的弟兄和姊妹们。
You might wonder if God were going to heal me, why He didn't simply heal me miraculously.
所以你可能在问这个问题，如果神要医治我，为什么他不用一个神奇的方式来医治我呢？
If you were here 6 months ago, you would have heard me tell of a time when I believe God did heal me miraculously.
所以你如果6个月之前在这里的时候，我曾经和大家分享，神也在其他地方有用神奇的方法治好我。
And this talk was recorded. It's online.
我那篇讲到呢，在网上可以找得到。
You can go and listen to this.
你可以去然后听一听。
Why this time did I have to undergo surgery?
所以为什么这一次我必须要经过这个手术呢？
I think for many reasons.
我想呢，有好多的原因。
One of which was that God wanted to remind me of what He's done for me.
其中一个是我想到神要提醒我他所为我做成的一切。
I now have a scar, a physical sign to remind me that God has had mercy on me and blessed me.
我现在身上有一个疤痕，是一个身体上的记号，来提醒我神对我何等的有怜悯和恩典。
We so easily forget.
实在是很难忘记。
But now I have a physical reminder.
也许很容易忘记，但是现在我有一个身体上的疤痕。
King Hezekiah proclaimed that he had done what is right in the eyes of the Lord.
西夏王宣称说他在神面前做合神心意的事。
Some of you in the audience might think the same.
也许你们其中有些人会认为也是这样子。
You might think you have never sinned at all and that you are good.
也许你认为说你从来没有犯过错，你做得非常的好。
But God says we are all corrupt.
但是神告诉我们说我们都是腐败的。
Psalm 14:3 says all have turned aside. They have together become corrupt.
因为诗篇第十四节，十四篇这样说，十四篇第三节。
There is no one who does good, not even one.
Verse 14:3 说，他们都偏离正路，一同变为污秽，并没有行善的，连一个也没有。
Ecclesiastes 7:20 says there is not a righteous man on earth.Who does what is right and never sins?
传道书第七章第二十节这样说：时常行善而不犯罪的义人，世上实在没有。
1 John 1:8 says, "If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us."
约翰一书第一篇第一章第八节，如果我们说我们自己没有犯罪，我们就是自欺，真理也不在我们里面。
So why do we think we are good?
所以为什么我会认为我们很好呢？
The Bible says we have been blinded.
因为圣经告诉我们说，我们被仇敌弄瞎了脸的眼。
2 Corinthians 4:4 says the God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers.So that they cannot see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God.
哥林多后书第四章第四节是这样说：此等不信之人被这世界的神弄瞎了心眼，不叫基督荣耀福音的光照着他们。基督本是神的形象。
Part of the trouble is that we tend to compare ourselves with others.
我想其中有一些问题产生是因为我们常常与他人来比较。
Part of the trouble is we see the faults in others much more easily than we see the faults in ourselves.
因为这其中的问题是我们看到别人所犯的错更容易看见我们自己我们所犯的错。
Part of the trouble is that we do not understand the seriousness of our own failings.
我们其中一些问题就是我们并不能够看清楚我们所犯的错的严重性。
God says, "Do not bear false witness."
因为神告诉我们说不要做假见证。
Have you ever lied?
你曾经说谎过吗
？I believe we all have.
我相信我们都曾经说谎过。
But we don't think lying is so bad.
但是我们好像并不觉得我们所说的谎有多么的大的坏处。
I'd like to return to the story of King Hezekiah.
我想要回到西西家王这个故事。
And this time read from 2 Kings 20.
我这次要从列王记下第二十章来读。
Perhaps I'll read one verse. In those days, Hezekiah became ill and was at the point of death. The prophet Isaiah, son of Amoz, went to him and said, "This is what the Lord says.Put your house in order, because you are going to die. You will not recover.
二十章第一节，那时西西家病得要死，亚摩斯的儿子先知以赛亚去见他，对他说：耶和华如此说，你当留一命于你的家，因为你必死，不能活了。
Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and prayed to the Lord.
西西家就转脸朝墙，祷告耶和华说
Remember, O Lord, how I have walked and have done what is good in your eyes. Oh, excuse me. I misread. Remember, O Lord, how I have walked before you faithfully and with wholehearted devotion and have done what is good in your eyes. And Hezekiah wept bitterly.
耶和华，求你纪念我在你面前怎样存完全的心，按诚实行事，又做你眼中所看为善的。西西家就痛哭了。
Before Isaiah had left the middle court, the word of the Lord came to him.
以赛亚出来，还没有到中院，耶和华的话临到他说
Go back and tell Hezekiah, the leader of my people, this is what the Lord, the God of your father David, says. I have heard your prayer and seen your tears. I will heal you.On the third day from now, you will go up to the temple of the Lord.
你回去告诉我民的君西西家说，耶和华你主大卫的神如此说，我听见了你的祷告，看见了你的眼泪，我必医治你。到第三日，你必上到耶和华的殿。
I will add 15 years to your life, and I will deliver you and this city from the hand of the king of Assyria.I will defend this city for my sake and for the sake of my servant David.
我必加增你15年的寿数，并且我要救你和这城脱离亚述王的手。我为自己和我的仆人大卫的缘故，必保护这城。
Then Isaiah said, Prepare a poultice of figs. They did so and applied it to the boil, and he recovered.
以赛亚说当取一块无花果饼皮果饼来，人就取了来，贴在仓上，王便痊愈了。
Hezekiah asked Isaiah, "What will be the sign that the Lord will heal me and that I will go up to the temple of the Lord on the third day from now?"
西西家问以赛亚说：“耶和华必医治我，到第三日我能上耶和华的殿，有什么兆头呢？”
Isaiah answered, "This is the Lord's sign to you that the Lord will do what He has promised. Shall the shadow go forward 10 steps, or shall it go back 10 steps?"
以赛亚说，耶和华必成就他所说的，这是他给你的兆头。你要日影向前进10度呢，是要往后退10度呢？
"It is a simple matter for the shadow to go forward 10 steps," said Hezekiah.Rather, have it go back 10 steps.
西西家回答说，日影向前进10度容易，我要日影往后退10度。
Then the prophet Isaiah called upon the Lord, and the Lord made the shadow go back the 10 steps it had gone down on the stairway of Ahaz.
先知以赛亚求告耶和华，耶和华就使亚哈斯的日晷向前进的日影往后退了10度。
It must be difficult to be a leader.
作为一个领袖实在是不容易。
There are so many charlatans around. Charlatans, fakers.
因为有很多假冒的人在你旁边。
There are so many lies.
因为有很多谎言在你前面。
How do you distinguish truth from lie?
你如何分辨是真理还是谎言呢？
How do you sort through all of the lies?
你如何在这些谎言中找出来真理呢？
Hezekiah wanted proof that what Isaiah said was really from God.
因为西西家王想要证实说以赛亚所说的实在是从神而来的。
Lies make it difficult to know what is the truth.
因为在谎言里面你就找不到真理。
If no one lied, you would know what I'm telling you is so.
因为如果大家都说真话的话，你会知道我讲给你听的是真的。
But because the world is full of lies, you're skeptical. You don't know.
但是因为这世界实在充满了谎言，所以你是有存疑的态度，你不知道什么是真的。
And yet we don't think lies are so bad.
然而我们却好像觉得谎话并不算什么坏事。
And we think we're still good.
因为我们在想说，我们仍然是不错的。
We think, I haven't killed anyone.
因为我们想说我们并没有杀了任何人。
I'm not a criminal.
因为我并不是一个罪犯。
I don't rob banks.
我并没有去抢银行。
I pay my taxes.
我也付了税。
I'm good to my spouse.
我对我的配偶非常的好。
I love my children.
我也爱我的孩子们。
I've made mistakes, but that doesn't make me a bad person.
我曾经犯过错，但是这并不会叫我变成一个坏人。
Consider your car.
你现在想想你的车子。
In English, we call a lousy car a lemon.
在英文中，我们说一个很差的车，我们叫它叫柠檬车。
I don't know if you have a similar expression in Chinese.
我不知道在中文中有没有同样类似的描述。
A lemon is a car that performs badly compared to other cars.
柠檬车就是这个车，实在是跑得很差。
A lemon does not meet our expectations.
因为柠檬车并没有达到我们的期望。
Suppose the norm were that cars needed to go into the shop every other day.
我们假定说车子每隔一天就要去车厂修理一下。
Suppose cars only worked some of the time when they weren't in the shop.
如果说车子只是在他们在车库修车厂的时候才能够跑得好。
Under these conditions, a man might feel very fortunate if his car only had to go in the shop every other week.
如果是在这样的情况之下，有一个人可能会觉得他是很幸运的，如果他的车只需要每一周去修理厂一次。
And not only that, it worked most of the time when it wasn't in the shop.
更好的是，这个车呢，在不在修理厂的时候，也大部分的时间是可以跑的。
I think all his neighbors would say, "Wow, what a car!"
所以他的邻居会说，啊，你的车实在很好。
But if we had this type of car, we would say that's a lemon.
但是如果我们有这样的车的话呢，我们仍然会说这个车是一个柠檬车。
Imagine a car that runs on water.
如果我们想象有一个车是靠着水来推动的。
That only needs maintenance once in 10 years.
它只需要每十年来维修一次。
That we're always at a comfortable temperature, regardless of how hot or cold it were outside.
不管外头多热或多冷，车子里面的温度都很舒适。
And this car could drive itself.
这个车也能够自己跑起来。
It could take you wherever you wanted to go in the greatest of comfort.
它能够把你载到你要到的地方，用很舒适的方式带你去。
Wouldn't you say, if all your neighbors had this car, that your car is a lemon?
如果这时候，如果你的邻居都有那样的车的话，那你就会说你自己的车却是一个柠檬车。
We have lost sight of the seriousness of our sins.
因为我们现在已经无法看清楚我们所犯罪的严重性。
I think we would all agree that murder is bad.
我想我们都同意说杀人是不好的。
But what about calling your brother a fool?
但是我们却没有想过说，如果我称呼你的弟兄是一个愚昧的人。
In Matthew 5, verses 21 and 22, Jesus had this to say.
在马太福音第五章24和25节，耶稣是这样说的。
You have heard that it was said to the people long ago, Do not murder, and anyone who murders will be subject to judgment.But I tell you that anyone who is angry with his brother will be subject to judgment. Again, anyone who says to his brother, Raca, is answerable to the Sanhedrin. But anyone who says, you fool, will be in danger of the fire of hell.
对比，这是马太福音第五章二十一和二十二节。你们听见有吩咐古人的话，说不可杀人，又说凡杀人的难免受审判。只是我告诉你们，凡向弟兄动怒的，难免受审判；凡骂弟兄是拉加的，难免公会的审断；凡骂弟兄是魔力的，难免地狱的火。
Raca is an Aramaic term for contempt.
拉加是一个阿拉伯的话，是就是说轻看人、轻视弟兄。
Excuse me, a term of contempt.
这是讲到很轻视的一个字眼。
And the Sanhedrin was a Jewish court.
这个公会呢，就是公会。
Jesus tells us that calling your brother a fool was very serious.
耶稣是说，当我们说弟兄是魔力，就是笨蛋，这是很严肃的事情。
What do you think about abortion?
你想想堕胎呢？
Some say it's murder.
有些人说这是一个谋杀。
Others say it's a medical procedure.
但是却有人说这只是一个医学上的手术。
Some say abortion is merely removing a few cells from a woman's body.
有些人说堕胎只不过是从母亲的子宫里面拿走一些细胞。
And society gets into a debate about when human life begins.
这时候在我们就起了争论，说人的生命究竟从什么时候开始呢？
People who call abortion murder are called religious fanatics.
称呼呢，堕胎的人是谋杀人，是按着宗教上的看见。
One of the things God has done for us is He has shown us the value of human life.
神所叫我们看见，其中一点重要的是，他让我们看见生命的价值。
We are of such value that God sent His Son Jesus to die in our place.
因为我们是这么有价值，所以神必须要差遣他的儿子。
Let's look in Philippians 2.
让我们看看腓立比书第二章。
Verses 5 through 8.
第五节到第八节。
Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who being in the very nature of God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross.
你们当以基督耶稣的心为心，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
What is this saying?
这里说的是什么呢？
Jesus, who is part of the Trinity of God,
主耶稣是那三合一神的一位，
gave up being God.
他把自己神的地位舍弃了。
He humbled himself to become a man.
他降卑自己，成为人的样式。
And he humbled himself further.
他甚至更一步的谦卑自己。
He allowed himself to be put on the cross.
他使他自己能够被挂在十字架上。
To die a horrible death.
是真是经历一个可怕的死亡。
I remember a sister who spoke here many years ago.
我记得好几年前有一个姊妹曾经讲过。
And when she described this, she said she thought of it this way.
她描述她是这样说的。
She said it's like me becoming a cockroach.
她说就好像我自己变成一个蟑螂一样。
She chose cockroach because she said they were disgusting bugs.
她选择蟑螂这个任务，因为她觉得蟑螂实在叫人恶心。
And allowing other cockroaches to kill her.
然后呢，他也让他变成蟑螂之后呢，他让其他的那些蟑螂呢把他杀死。
Would you give up being a human to become a cockroach?
你会把你自己做人的地位放弃而成为一个蟑螂呢？
To be mistreated by other cockroaches?
被其他的蟑螂欺负呢？
To be put to death horribly?
被其他蟑螂这样残忍的杀死呢？
Let's look at Romans 5.
我们来看一看罗马书第五章。
Verses 6 through 8.
第六到第八节。
You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous man, though for a good man someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates His own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
因我们还软弱的时候，基督就按所定的日期为罪人死。为一人死是少有的，为人人死或者有敢做的，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
This is the value we have.
这是我们所有的价值。
God who created the universe.
因为创造宇宙的神。
Who spoke and through the power of his speech, creation came into being.
经由他的话语创造了人们。
God said we are of such value that he would give his life to redeem us.
因为神说我们是如此的宝贵，所以他愿意舍他的命来赎回我们。
As for abortion, the question is not simply when human life begins.
所以这个问题并不是讲到说人的生命从什么时候开始的。
That fetus or those cells have the potential to become a temple of God.
那个胚胎它有这个潜能来能够长成成为神的殿。
Each human being has the potential to become a temple of God.
每一个人都有可能成为神的殿。
And those cells or that fetus could become a temple of God.
那些细胞或者那个胚胎都有这个潜能，它能够成为神的殿。
Acts 17:24 says, "The God who made the world and everything in it is the Lord of heaven and earth, and does not live in temples built by hands."
使徒行传十七章二十四节是这样说：创造宇宙和其中万物的神，既是天地的主，就不住人手所造的殿。
1 Corinthians 6:19 says, "Do you not know?" Your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God.
哥林多前书第六章十九节说，岂不知你们的身子就是圣灵的殿吗？这圣灵是从神而来，住在你们里头的。
Haters of God want to destroy his temple. Haters of God.
神的仇敌想要来毁坏神的殿。
I don't say that you have had anything to do with abortion.
我不说你和堕胎有任何的关联。
But we have all sinned.
但是我们都犯了罪。
My sin is not better than your sin.
我所犯的罪并没有你所犯的罪好。
We are all the same.
都是一样的。
We were made to be perfect without sin, without sickness, but we became corrupt.
我们受造的时候曾经是没有罪的，也没有腐败的，但是我们犯了罪，所以我们就腐化了。
God is perfect and holy.
神是完全而且圣洁的。
In his presence, we all fall short.
在他的荣光里面，我们都亏缺了。
Sin leads to death, and after death comes judgment.
罪使人有了死，而死后却有审判。
Ecclesiastes 12:14 says,
传道书十二章十四节这样说
For God will bring every deed into judgment, including every hidden thing, whether it is good or evil.
因为人所做的事，连一切隐藏的事，无论是善是恶，神都必审问。
We think we're pretty good.
我们好像觉得我们相当的不错。
But how do you think we will measure up to one who is perfect and holy?
但是如果你要和那一位圣洁完全的比，你怎么能够比得上呢？
To God, who in Isaiah 64:6 says, "All of us have become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous acts are like filthy rags."
因为我们是与那位神来比较，以赛亚书六十四章第六节是这样说：我们都像不洁净的人，所有的义都像污秽的衣服。
Hebrews 10:31 says, "It is a dreadful thing to fall into the hands of the living God."
希伯来书十章十三节这样说：落在永生神的手里，那是何等可怕的。
The book of Revelation tells us about God's judgment.
在启示录告诉我们神的审判。
Revelation 20:15 says, "If anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire."
启示录二十章十五节说，若有人名字没记在生命册上，他就被扔在火湖里。
God has offered us a great salvation.
神已经给我们一个极大的救恩。
He does not want to find us guilty and cast us into the lake of fire.
他并不要看见我们犯罪而被丢在火湖里面。
God sent his son Jesus to die for our sins and to clothe us with his righteousness.
神已经差遣他的爱子为我们的罪死了，而且使我们能够得着他的荣耀。
I tell you the truth, it says in John 5. I tell you the truth, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and will not be condemned. He has crossed over from death to life.
约翰福音五章二十四节是这样说，我实实在在地告诉你们，那听我话又信差我来者的就有永生，不至于定罪，是已经出死入生了。
And in John 3:36,
约翰福音三章十六节，
Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life, but whoever rejects the Son will not see life, for God's wrath remains on him.
信十八节，信他的人不被定罪，不信的人罪已经定了，因为他不信神独生子的名。
Right now we're enemies of God.
现在
as sinners we're enemies of God.
罪人的仇敌就是神。
We're under condemnation.
因为我们在神的震怒之下。
We rightfully deserve to be thrown into the lake of fire.
我们如果被扔在火湖里面，这是我们应得的份。
But God loves us so much.
但是神是如此的爱我们。
That He wants to pay the penalty for us.
他想要为我们付这个罪的代价。
He wants to give us a new life.
他要给我们一个新的生命。
And this life is available to anyone who will receive it.
这个生命是能够给那些愿意接受这生命的人。
Not only a new life.But an inheritance to come.
那不仅是一个新的生命，而且跟着生命来的是一个产业。
I'd like to turn to 1 Peter chapter 1.
我想要读彼得前书第一章。
Start at verse 3.
第三节。
Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.In His great mercy, He has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他曾照自己的大怜悯，借耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望。
And into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade, kept in heaven for you.
可以得着不能朽坏不能玷污不能衰残为你们存留在天上的基业
In Revelation 21 chapter 4 excuse me Revelation 21 verse 4
在启示录21章第四节
God says He will wipe every tear from their eyes There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain For the old order of things has passed away.
神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭嚎、疼痛，因为以前的事都过去了。
We will have incorruptible bodies.
我们有一个不能朽坏的生命。
There will be no death.
在那里没有死亡。
There will be no sin.
没有罪。
No tears.
没有眼泪。
No mourning.
没有悲嚎。
No sickness.
没有疾病。
Perhaps there's someone listening who knows they are bad. Someone who knows that they are a sinner.
也许现在听的人知道说他们是一个罪人。
And maybe this person thinks they're the worst of all sinners.
也许这个人还会觉得他是罪人中的罪魁。
Too bad to be forgiven.
他实在是很坏而无法得着赦免。
This is not so.
但是这不是正确的。
I'd like to show you what the Apostle Paul wrote about himself.
我要和各位看一看保罗说他自己是怎么样的人。
In 1 Timothy chapter 1, starting at verse 15.
在提摩太前书第一章从第十五节开始。
Here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance.Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst.
基督耶稣降世为要拯救罪人，这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。在罪人中，我是个罪魁。
But for that very reason, I was shown mercy, so that in me, the worst of sinners, Christ Jesus might display his unlimited patience as an example for those who would believe on him and receive eternal life.
然而我蒙了怜悯，是因耶稣基督要在我这罪魁身上显明他一切的忍耐，给后来信他得永生的人做榜样。
Even if you're the worst of sinners, Jesus is willing to forgive you.
就算你是一个罪魁，主耶稣基督仍然愿意来赦免你。
All you have to do is ask Jesus to come into your life to forgive you and repent.
你所做的就是求耶稣基督来进到你的心里，求他的赦免。
You will be given a new life.
然后你就会被有一个新的生命要赐给你。
How can you know what I say is true?
你怎么知道我所讲的是真的呢？
In March and April, I had the pleasure to serve as a Sunday school teacher.
在三月和四月的时候，我很荣幸能够在主日学里面服侍。
Last week in the teaching material, we were guided to ask the children the following question.
在上一周的教材里面呢，我那讲到说，请我们问孩子们几个问题。
With which of our senses can you experience God?
这个其中一个问题是说，我们用什么样的感觉能够感觉到神
？Can you see God？
你能够看见神吗
？Can you hear God？
你能够听见神吗
？One child said yes。
其中一个孩子说是啊。
And in fact, there are people who have actually heard the voice of God。
事实上是有人听到神，听见过神的声音。
But usually we don't hear His voice。
但是通常我们好像不容易听到神的声音。
Can you touch God？
你能够摸到神吗
？Can you smell God？
你能够闻到神吗
？Can you taste God？
你能够尝到神吗
？The kids all laughed at that。
所以孩子们听到都在笑成一团。
We rely on our senses to experience the world。
我们的确是靠我们的感官来感受这个世界。
Perhaps you do not believe God exists because you cannot see Him, nor hear Him, nor feel Him, taste Him。
也许你不觉得神的存在，因为你觉得你没办法看到他、听到他或者尝到他。
You can't sense him in any way.
你无法借着这些东西来感觉到他。
So let me ask you, can you see television or radio waves?
那我问你一个问题，你能不能看到空中的电磁波呢
？I don't mean the signal received on your television set. I mean the signal itself.
我不是说你的电视机所能显出来的，而是说你能够看到空气中的电波吗
？Can you hear them？
你能不能听到电波
？Can you touch, smell, or taste them？
你能够摸到或者是闻到或者是尝到这个电波吗
？Then how do you know television and radio signals exist？
如果不能的话，那你怎么知道这电视机或者广播的信号是存在的呢？
While we ourselves cannot detect them through our senses, we can build instruments to detect them.
虽然我们自己也许不能察觉到这些电波，但是我们可以制造一些器具来接受这些电波。
And we can see the signals that are received on our television sets and radio. Hear the signals on our radio sets.
于是呢，我们就可以在电视机上面看到这个电波所带来的，或者在收音机里面听到这个电波所带来的。
Well, we cannot build tools that can detect God.
也许我们无法制造一些工具来侦查到神的同在。
We can see the effects He has on the lives of others.
但是我们却可以看到神在其他人生命上的作为。
People's lives are transformed when they come to Christ.
当人来到主耶稣基督前面的时候，他们的生命就得到改变。
Through Jesus, I have been changed.
经由耶稣基督，我被改变了。
Through Jesus, I have many loving brothers and sisters.
经由耶稣基督，我在主里面有很多爱我的弟兄姊妹们。
We can know the gospel is true through the lives of so many people whose lives have been changed and through their testimony.
我们知道福音是真实的，因为我们看到有很多人的生命和他们的见证，我们知道福音是真的。
And more importantly, The Holy Spirit testifies to the truth of the gospel.
更重要的是，圣灵为着神的福音的真理做见证。
Hebrews 4:11 is one of my favorite verses.
希伯来书第四章第十一节是我喜欢的最喜欢的经节里面之一。
Hebrews 4:11 says, "For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to the dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart."
这应该是希伯来书第十二节。
That should be verse 12.
神的道是活泼的，是有功效的。比一切两刃的剑更快，甚至魂与灵、骨节与骨髓都能刺入剖开，连心中的思念和主意都能显明。
The Holy Spirit can cut to our heart,
因为圣灵能够刺入我们的心
，and convict us of the need for Jesus,
能够让我们看认识到接受主耶稣的重要。
Hebrews 3:7-8 says.So, as the Holy Spirit says, today if you hear His voice, do not harden your hearts as you did in the rebellion during the time of the testing.
希伯来书第三章第七和第八节说，圣灵有话，说你们今日若听他的话，就不可硬着心，像在旷野惹他发怒、试探他的时候一样。
If you feel the Holy Spirit moving in your heart,
如果你感觉到圣灵在你的心里面做工
，telling you that you are a sinner，
告诉你说你是一个罪人
，in need of Jesus，
你需要主耶稣
，do not harden your heart，
那你就不要硬着心。
Hebrews 2:3 says， How shall we escape if we ignore such a great salvation？
希伯来书第二章第三节说，我们若忽略这么大的救恩，怎能陶醉呢
？We all need Jesus。
我们都需要主耶稣。
Romans 5:10 says, For if, when we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to Him through the death of His Son, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through His life?
罗马书第五章第十节这样说，因为我们做仇敌的时候，且借着神儿子的死得与神和好，既已和好，就更因他的身得救了。
Today is the day of salvation.
今天是拯救的时候。
You will not have forever to receive salvation.
你不可能一直等到永远能够接受这些救恩。
Isaiah 55:6-7 says, Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the evil man his thoughts. Let him turn to the Lord.And he will have mercy on him, and to our God, for he will freely pardon.
以赛亚书五十五章第六和第七节，当趁耶和华可寻找的时候寻找他，相近的时候求告他。恶人当离弃自己的道路，不义的人当除掉自己的意念，归向耶和华，耶和华就必连续他。当归向我们的神，因为神必广行赦免。
Would you like to receive a new life?
你想要接受一个新的生命吗？
Would you like to have peace?
你想要有这样的平安吗？
Brothers and sisters all over the world who love you and care for you.
在全世界的弟兄姊妹所爱你的。
Would you like to be forgiven for every wrong thing you've ever done?
你想要对你所过去所做的任何一件错事得到赦免吗？
Would you like God's promise of a new life?
你想要得到神的应许，就是他给你一个新的生命吗
？An inheritance in the resurrection，
以及在复活之后所得到的产业吗
？Would you like to receive this？
你想要接受这些吗
？You can，
你可以的。
Is there anyone here？ I invite you to come and receive Jesus。
在这里，如果有任何人
raise your hand，
想要接受主耶稣的话，请你举一下手。我邀请你来接受主耶稣基督。
Is there anyone？
有任何人
this great salvation.
能够接受到这样大的救恩吗？
Do not harden your hearts.
请不要硬着心。
Let the Holy Spirit convince you of the need of Jesus.
让圣灵来说服你需要耶稣。
Do not sit in your chair and think, I'm okay.
不要只是坐在你的椅子上想说我还好。
You don't know what tomorrow will bring.
因为你不知道明天将会是怎样的情形。
Today is the day.
今天就是这个日子。
Today is the day to receive a new life.
今天就是你接受新生命的日子。
Will anyone receive Jesus?
有没有任何人要接受主耶稣呢？
Perhaps there are some who will be listening to this later. And I would also like to invite anyone who is listening to this over the internet or through a recording to also receive the Lord.
也许有人之后会再回来听这个信息，我也邀请你们，当你们在网上听到这样的信息的时候，你可以接受主耶稣。
Whether you raised your hand or not, I encourage you to pray with me.
不管你有没有举手，我还是鼓励你和我一起祷告。
Lord Jesus,
主耶稣啊，
come into my life.
请进入我的生命里面。
Forgive me of my sins.
赦免我的过犯。
Be my Lord and Savior.
做我的主和我的救主。
I repent.
我要悔改。
And want to live the new life you promised me.
我要过一个你所应许我的新生命。
Help me to learn more of your ways.
帮助我能够更多能认识你的道路。
To do what is right in your sight.
能够行你眼中看为正的事。
Thank you for hearing my prayer.
谢谢你听我的祷告。
Thank you for coming into me.
谢谢你进入我的生命里面。
Thank you for this new life.
谢谢你给我的新的生命。